If you would have 5 years ago saw the numbers that you're doing right now, you'd be like, oh my God. Yeah.
You always have to just stay straight, humble.
If you want something, you have to put it out there to the universe. You have to say it. You have to manifest it.
I remember being at dinner for him and like the dude was on his phone nonstop. And you know why? The belts were selling. It's like ding, ding. It's like every one of those dings was like a belt. So I was like, dang, yeah, man, this dude sells some belts. So what's this all about? Like, I guess we came together for this thing. This kind of manifested through David not too long ago, right? David said, hey, I have a room. I'm going to turn into a podcast room. Matt, right?
Actually, I didn't know that he had done that. It was literally, I partnered with a guy on a newsletter, and he said, we need a podcast. And so I thought to myself, like, okay, who would I want to basically sit down and talk to every week that I got along with and
it'd be fun
and respected and would enjoy it. And so I reached out to David and said, hey, have you ever thought about having a podcast? And his response was,
and I was like, yeah, absolutely. It was almost like, wait, did you know that I was already doing this? Or like, did you, but I had, just like you said, Josh, I had kind of manifested it. We had this amazing space here in Beaufort, North Carolina on the waterfront. We have our office next door that we've had since 2018. And a space opened up next door, and I, you know, we saw it, we absolutely fell in love with it. We knew we wanted to do something out of it. You know, already had some office space, didn't really need that, but so we made it into like this amazingly comfortable living room area. And yeah, and you know, one of my, you know, first thoughts was, you know, I should do a podcast in here. And then I'm like, but I don't have a podcast. And so, and you know,
after I sent it to him, like 15 minutes later, he FaceTimed me. David's never FaceTimed me.
Whoa. Like, I'm in the room.
Without a Zoom link. And he's like, hey, look at what I did. And he showed me the whole room. And this is what I was thinking. I'm like, oh my God, this is like,
this is perfect.
Yeah. This is who I want to do this with.
So, you know, that's one thing that I always say is that if you want something, you have to put it out there to the universe. You have to say it. You have to manifest it. And, you know, I put it out. I was telling people, hey, we're going to do a podcast in here. And I had no idea that we were actually going to do one. Or I don't know if it was just going to be me or you know, me and someone else. And the, you know, all the stars aligned. You know, I talked to you for years about, you've been trying to get me, Josh has been trying to get me to do one for years. You should do a podcast.
I mean, literally for years. When you and I were talking to you, because I'll tell him, David introduced me to you because he uses you, and I just bought into a brand and acquired it. And so I needed to have photography and ads and all the other stuff, the creative side of it. And he's like, hey, this is the guy.
Yeah.
And so I said, all right, cool. Let me do that. And that's how I came and met you.
Yep.
And David said, he's been trying to get me to do a podcast forever. I'm sure it won't be hard to convince him. I said, all right, I'll ask him.
So then he asked Josh, and Josh, of course, like, you've been doing podcasts. And that's the thing, you and Nancy and your team have produced some great podcasts. That's why, you know, this isn't, you can't just pop this, you know, out of thin air.
Yeah.
You know, the production that we have going on here is top notch. And it really, you guys have had a lot of practice with doing some awesome podcasts. I've been a guest on your podcast, you know, and stuff like that. So I'm really excited to take this to the next level and have some consistency with, you know, with who's going to do it when and how often. And let's really make something of this.
This thing's going to be called Building a Brand.
Yep. And we're going to build this. We're going to build this brand, you know, as we help, you know, other entrepreneurs and business owners build their brands.
Yeah. And each one of us have had our own journeys, all different journeys. And so, and every guest will have their own journey. And so part of the point of that is we thought that this would be more successful if it's not just about me interviewing you guys or interviewing the guest or David talking about his brand. But if we have all of these different perspectives, like, I'll resonate with some people. They'll like me. They won't like you. Most of them won't like you. But
most of them won't like me.
Yeah. Or they're going to resonate with David and not like us or however. And so really what we wanted people to do is enjoy hearing different perspectives all about building the different aspects, because the things that I'm really good at, David is not. And the things that David is really good at, I am not. Yeah. And the things that you're really good at, I'm not. And so it's really a super cool synergy that we've got already.
You know, I love that we all kind of have our own experiences, you know, that we bring to the table. You know, Josh has helped, you know, plenty of brands tell their story and do that through creative, you know, works and video and photography. And you've worked with plenty of brands from small to large, you know, building their stores and their e-commerce side of the things. And, you know, I've worked with my brand building it from inception to what it is today, you know, just every detail of it, you know, and so love that we can bring that all to the table. And then, you know, supplement that with guests that, you know, are at every level of building a brand from, you know, the guy that's just, you know, just getting started to someone who, you know, is doing, you know, $100 million a year. And so having those perspectives, I think will be, you know, a really nice for the audience.
And who do you think will benefit goal of this, right, for us? Who's going to benefit from what we're producing out of this? What do we want people to get out of this? What do you think?
You know, I think that we want, you know, business owners, brand owners, entrepreneurs that, you know, are starting a brand and a business to, you know, whether it's the validation of what they're already doing. And so, you know, that's what a lot of times when I'm listening to a podcast, you know, hearing things that I'm like, yes,
I'm in the right place.
I've been doing that, you know, and so I need to keep doing it. And because a lot of times when you're building a business and something's working, you don't know if that's the right way to do it. And if it's working, you know, for all the right reasons and that's how it should be done. And, you know, hearing that from someone else who has the same experience and says, yes, you know, this is how it's done. And you're like, yep, that's how I'm doing it. Or you may be doing it completely the opposite way, not having a lot of success. And you say, you know what, maybe I need to try it this way. Maybe I need to switch things up. So if, you know, we can give someone, you know, an idea, even just, you know, that smallest spark, that one idea that can really change their entire business. You know, so that's really all that it takes. So if we can give that one nugget that really, I mean, it could be one idea that totally transforms everything.
And experience, right? The experience you've come from, you've failed a lot. I've failed a lot. I'm sure Matt has never failed because look at him. He looks like a stud. So like, I, you know, take those failures and then those wins and like kind of break those apart a little bit of how people listening, right? Like where they're at within their own business and what they're doing, like to really help people. I think if the focus is to really help people and their brands become more successful, and if it means that the fun at poking at us being terrible at certain things or even good at certain things or bringing influence from other people that we've gained influence from and opportunity from, I think it'll be super awesome to break that down and dissect it. And for me anyways, I plan on being extremely candid and open about things that I really think will help people.
Mm-hmm. I'm committed to not just talking about all the things that we've done that worked. I think there's a lot more importance in talking about the things that we've done that didn't work, because you can be doing the things that work, but still internally you feel like I'm not good enough or I'm not going to make this work. And we see that other people are going through that feeling, that internal feeling that you're trying to find this external thing to fill. All of a sudden you realize, oh, okay, I am normal. Everybody this else feels that too. Yeah. And that's part of the process. And so if all we did is talk about the wins, nobody could relate to us.
Correct.
Because we all fail and we all mess up and we all do dumb stuff. And if you're not willing to fail, if you're not willing to mess up, you're never going to have the wins.
Or to put in the time. And that's another thing that, you know, to think that we instantly, you know, all of a sudden we're successful or that, you know, that it came overnight, you know, is completely untrue. And so that's, you know, to help people realize that, look, you know, if you've been doing it a long time, like that's what it takes, you know, and if you haven't been doing it a long time, I'm sorry, but it's going to take a lot longer, you know, and
you do hear that overnight success, 10 years in the making, you hear that kind of stuff from people who have actually made it is because that overnight success was 10 years in the making.
Exactly.
One of the like conversations I have with every new employee we have, and so we truthfully hire younger, and we're still in that process of building our team. Like we really are. Like I feel like we're just really getting started in big ways. But everyone we hire has been younger, right? So no, I'm a little bit older. I'm 42. Right. So I've been where they've been, as dumb as that sounds at this point in our lives, which is so weird to say. But like, you know, we have such awesome stuff like this room right here, the gear. Right. Mm-hmm. Like we came over here in this baller Mercedes van that has all the gear and stuff. And I had this conversation with Parker. I was like, you know, I want you to understand. I want you to experience. I want you to learn. I want to give you experiences you've never had before. I said, but I want you also understand that like you're in a freaking Mercedes van right now. Like yeah. you're shooting with like $20,000 cameras, yeah. like the lens, like you have cut, like you're meeting with me with like presidents of companies, like yeah. you're jumping yeah. to the front of the line.
Yeah.
So always we all, this is me too. Like you always have to just stay straight, humble
yeah.
and
yeah.
like hungry for like the crave to learn. Because at some point, like we talk about content creation has always been like this super cool thing. And I think it's a super trendy thing. Like mm-hmm. You'll see it on people like, I'm a filmmaker, I'm a videographer, and it's trendy. Mm-hmm. But if you get in the business of what we do, at some point, those awesome cameras and the beautiful microphones, they all become hammers, right? And a hammer becomes that tool, and it's the grind of working and putting together and the creative burn and all that other stuff will come in. So I'm always really straight up like crazy open with them from the very get go. Like you guys are like flowers right now. Whoa, yeah. look at the gear room, like awesome computers. Like in 6 months, when these cameras turn into hammers, this is going to really determine how good we are at our trade and what mm-hmm. we're doing, if we love it, if we're passionate about it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bring something up that I noticed. Both of you guys said this, and I feel the same way. Said, I feel like I'm just getting started.
Yeah.
And so when you break that down and think, why is that? Why do, you know, 5 years ago you'd have said, oh yeah, we're doing this, and yeah, I feel like I'm just getting started.
Yeah.
So what's funny is the reason why is people, when you set your goals, from who you are then, not who you'll be when you get there. And so by doing that, when you get there, all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay, I feel like I'm just getting started. Yeah, because that goal was set from this guy way back here.
Yeah.
And so you are just getting started
yeah.
if you do it that way. So one thing that I've realized lately is if you set goals for who you're going to be then, you actually get there much quicker, because it doesn't feel like
such that a long journey period.
Is so far away. And it kind of goes back to the book I read, The Gap and the Gain. Like we always feel like we're trying to get way out there, and we forget if we turn around and look backwards, like how far we came. And so when you were talking about that, if you would have 5 years ago saw the numbers that you're doing right now, you'd be like, oh my God, yeah.
like I'm done.
That's yeah. as big as yeah. I can ever even imagine. Yeah. Now you get here and you go, oh, I'm just getting started. Mm-hmm. And that's part of that journey of why it's still difficult. Because when we were off microphone, we were talking about the fact that like when you're a college kid and you have a $90 cell phone bill, that's expensive. And you're like, holy cow, I got to like work 5 hours to pay that, or six mm-hmm. hours to work that, to pay that $90 cell phone bill. Yep. But now you have business problems of $200,000 a month in Facebook spend, not $90 a month for a cell phone yeah. bill. So you're quote successful, but yet you now just have a much bigger problem to solve every 30 days. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't necessarily get easier. Yes, you just have a different set of problems, and maybe not, the downside's not that big, but if you mess up at a $200,000 spend,
yeah.
like it goes backwards much faster than it did when you have a $90 cell phone bill.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
To go off that too, like, I think it's, again, we're all, you know, blessed, whatever you want to call it, like to do what we love to do for a living and to have a career out of it. I think it's always really, really important in life too, no matter what your journey is, where you're at, what you're doing, how hard you're doing, that you experience and are grateful for the now. Mm. Like in that moment, like be grateful and take a second to soak in like how awesome this is. Like mm-hmm. I'm so energized for the future and where I want to go. And I think that is built into people that are motivated to be better and better, but also having that same yin and yang of like, man, now's freaking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you always get stuck in like, oh, I'll have this. No one wants to be around that person. That's a dick.
You got
to
live in the moment sometimes.
You have to live in the moment, man, and be grateful. So anyways, yeah, this podcast is going to be all about those things, man. Yeah. Take the expertise from everyone in the room, plus beyond this, and bring people in and make them better, right? Yep.
And with that, let's introduce ourselves. And let you start, Justin.
Oh, tell, man. It's always the hardest part ever. It's like talking about yourself.
Who are you and what do you do? Yeah.
So my name is Josh Robinson. I own TriWorks with my wife. So I co-own that. She's a huge part of that with us. And we have an amazing team. So we work with probably, I don't know, I think 80 plus different businesses and brands. We create a ton of content. But we're kind of a media marketing agency, but we're really content focused. We make a lot of stuff, and whether it's graphics or animations or video productions, long and short, we live in it, we love it, and we go crazy on it. So yeah, that's us.
Awesome. And what about you, Matt?
All right. So I am the owner of Build Grow Scale, which is basically, we call it a revenue optimization system and framework because we feel like conversion rate optimization is a vanity metric. What we really care about is that the business itself is optimized so that the customer's happy, the owner's making money, and they have a good experience. Because if you have those things, one, the business owner wants to keep doing it. Two, the customer wants to come back and buy again. That's what creates the successful business. We have about, I think right now we're around 28 to 30 people all around the world. We're in 13 different time zones. And it takes every one of us to make that work every week. So
it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
And how do you know this rascal?
Yeah. So my name is David Faree. I'm CEO and co-founder and co-owner of Anson Belt and Buckle, AnsonBelt.com, that I own with my father. My father and I started it in 2006, or started working on 2006, got established 2009, and have been doing it ever since. But really, you know, had met Matt in probably 2016 or so, about 16, 17. And, you know, needed some help on the website, needed to really, you know, we had just had a redesign, but really needed a lot of work with the optimization of it. And so, you know, back then you guys were really, you know, focusing on conversion rate optimization, but I totally get what you mean by that's just a metric. You know, there's so much more to that, you know, that's important, very important, but so much more that goes in, and you guys offer so much more than that. And I think you've kind of evolved into offering more than that. You know, so had them kind of partner with us, and we've been, you know, partners with our website and everything to do with our site, ever since. So that's how, you know, knew Matt for many, many years and, you know, really had a good relationship with him. You know, have met you, Josh, going back to when my wife and I moved here in 2010. And you were working, you know, with the company that she was working with, doing some content for them and production for them, and went on a cruise together to Alaska.
We went
to Alaska, which was amazing. Incredible.
By the way, like, not to interject him, but I remember being at dinner for him, and like the dude was on his phone nonstop. And you know why? The belts were selling. It's like ding, ding. It's like every one of those dings was like a belt sale. Like, dang, man, this dude sells some belts.
And so I was doing all the customer service then, you know. So, and that was, it was just me at that time. So, me and my father, you know, but I was doing all of anything to do with the internet. It was me. So, all the customer service and all that, but you know, had known you then, and then brought you on, you know, to do, I think one of our first stuff was the instructional videos that we did. And you know, you talk about the equipment that you wheeled in here. I mean, I remember you coming to my basement and like wheeling, it was just you and wheeling in, you know, some cameras and some stuff, white backgrounds, and we popped it up, and you know, it was a green screen or something, you know. And
crazy.
Yeah. And you know, so it's amazing to, you know, and you helped me with that. And then, you know, even in the last, you know, couple years, doing some incredible ads that have really, you know, really hit. You know, we did some filming stuff here, some content here, and some of those really, really popped off. So
we're looking forward to the next one, right?
Absolutely.
We just can't let it go.
We need to do more for sure. So that's, you know, how that relationship began. And then I introduced you to work on the brand that Matt had just, you know, partnered up with. So, and you guys, that just clicked
like, this
instantly.
It's such a
long lost best friends.
Like, no joke. Like, he, like when he left after the message, right? Like, this is honestly the great thing I think about our business and where we're all in is like, it really is about the relationships.
Yeah.
It really is about the people you get to meet. Like, you, like even in this room, I love like talking tech and all this stuff with David and like, because I learn, man, I love learning. Like, I love like hearing the perspectives of it. And I hope that's kind of what people glean off of this. But yeah, meeting Matt is like I felt like I'd known him forever. Like, it sounds so gushy, right? It's like a
it's
man
so
crush.
Cute.
But like it was that way. Like, it's just like that sometimes with people you meet in life, and like that's what like makes life so awesome. It's like
And just to shout out your work, the brand that I acquired has done really well in retail, not so well online. In fact, David actually bought his product in retail and then went online to buy more.
He's like, no.
And so it didn't convert.
This
you
site's
know?
Not going to close
yeah.
me.
And this was years ago. This was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. And so anyways, I looked at it and I'm like, yeah, no, that's not going to convert. And so as me and the owner started talking, I said, well, one of the very first things we're going to have to do is get new photography and actually put some people in it and do that stuff. And I have a lot of really good ideas for it, big ideas for it. And I'm positive that we'll get there. But the very first time we spent two days,
man. Yeah.
Yeah. Two full days doing this entire photo shoot. And just to give you guys perspective, that site is already selling more than three times what it was. No ads, no nothing, just strictly from changing the imagery and cleaning it up. And so people need to understand that, like, you can send all the eyeballs you want, but that website is your conversation with that customer that you don't get to have one-to-one.
And you only get a few seconds in the beginning, because if they go and they don't like it, then they're off, and they may not ever come back.
They see your ad again later and are like, no, I already saw that. They're just not who I resonate with.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been very deliberate about not, we didn't start ads 2-3 months ago because we're still cleaning
really
stuff
ready.
And fixing stuff. But this is going to be a lot of fun because we'll talk about it as we go.
Yeah, that'll be great to hear kind of your perspective of taking a brand that, you know, has great historical retail presence and kind of making that online presence. What does that take to bring it on to, you know, into e-commerce?
Yeah.
He's done a lot of work there too. What was this? June?
Yeah.
Like think about this, like what him and the team and together in like what, 2 months, like came down like 2 days. We shot 200 plus products.
That's awesome.
And what's great, like, it's a task for us to do, but I'll tell you what I was amazed by is like, we did all that, gave it to him. Was like, I bet it wasn't 3 days.
Yeah, had to turn around and
three
on the
days.
Website.
Like I went on the website, like, like half of them were there. You know, the teams were renaming them properly, all the stuff. Like they're doing all the things behind the scenes, and like, now it's up. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
And what's funny is that I've told you about Matt for years. When Josh has always asked who's working on our stuff, because you guys do websites. You guys do a great job. But I was always like, well, I've got this partner, and like. You know, had always
and yours
just
doesn't convert too bad.
Yeah, no, it converts great. So
yeah,
I was like, I'm not changing anything. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
If it's not broke, don't ever fix it.
Exactly. But it's crazy that the world's finally came together.
And just to give you guys perspective too, maybe they're listening. The guy that I just acquired the brand with, he's 73 years old. So he like literally worked his career to 60, started the brand at 60, and for the last 13 years has like driven the miles and made phone calls.
He's
and
put in
done
so much work.
The work to like build a brand in retail. And now he, what he has already seen happening over the last 60 days, you can see the pressure on him just going down. He's
That's great.
Oh, wow. I get to now like have sales come in where I didn't have to make a phone call to get it. Where these
seeing
sales
the power of e-commerce.
Yeah.
You're making money while you sleep. And that's the key, you know, if you can make money while you
sleep.
Any
of those things you're willing to talk about? Like some of those things that you've done, like in small, like little small things that have really made a big difference that for someone out there that's kind of just starting something on their own or whatever that they need to be mindful of?
Well, I mean, for sure we can, I think maybe when we have an episode about just conversion rate things, but in general, the easiest thing for you to do is go to your website as a customer. Don't look at your website as the owner, because there is a totally different mindset when you go to your website as a customer and go, okay, how do I find what I'm looking for? Do I trust this website? Is it cluttered? Is there like chaos? When you're the owner and you look at your website every day, you develop what's called banner blindness. It's similar to when you get in your car, you can drive 20 minutes to the office. You don't remember if the light was green or red. You don't remember. I mean, you know, in the beginning, you remembered all that
everything.
Stuff when you don't know where you're going. You know, your coffee's in the coffee holder. But now, like a year later, you're drinking coffee, eating a sandwich, and
writing an email,
driving, and you have no idea that
hitting the Tesla button.
What happened? And so that's what happens when you look at your website every day. And so you need to consistently, not just you, but have people go to your website.
Yeah, and don't tell them anything. Just watch over their shoulder, have them and say, hey, try to purchase, you know, your favorite product and see how they,
see where they trip up.
If they fumble, you know.
And try to remove something from the cart and add something else or do some things. Just tell me what if it felt easy or if it felt clunky. And
simple, right?
Yeah. So I'll give you one thing that anybody here that has a website can do. Is on the thank you page, ask a question. What is the one thing that almost made you not buy? And by getting that, like you're asking someone who just gave you money, what was the one thing that almost stopped them? And you'll get great answers.
Wow.
Oh, this happened, or oh, I didn't understand this, or I didn't trust, or I thought it was a little expensive. those ones we ignore because I don't think that we should ever lower our price or give discounts based off of the customer saying it was too expensive. I just don't.
Yeah, like, it's all situational.
It's all relative.
That's like,
Yeah. Someone asking me how much it cost me to do their website, and then I tell them that, oh, that's too much. Okay.
Okay, next.
I get it. I'm not for everybody. Yeah. Those ones we get rid of, but the rest of the stuff that's on there, like you go back and fix those things on your website and you will see more sales every single time.
That's the nugget from the day right there.
There you go. Nugget of the day.
Nugget of the day brought to you by Mr. Matt over there on the left side. Nice job, man. Oh, nuggets are great.
Part of the reason why we came up with the term build a brand was when David and I were speaking about it. He basically was talking about building a brand in e-commerce. And when we thought about it, that's just one niche of building a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of your perspective is you've built
a
brand.
Exactly. From zero, that's what I know.
Yeah. From zero to hero. Yeah. And then I thought like a lot of the lessons that I've learned and that I brought into e-commerce came from brands outside of e-commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think a lot of times what we learn from something outside of our niche, when we bring it into where our lane is, those are some of our biggest wins. And so I've really felt like I want to be able to bring in other guests because I talked to a lot of very big brands in e-commerce, outside of e-commerce. One that would help all the e-commerce brands, but then Josh, the same thing. He gets to work with e-commerce brands, gets to work with, you know, public companies or whatever, you know, and that gives us.
Or whether it's a dealership or a boat company or, you know, things that aren't in e-commerce. And those are big brands.
And there's a lot of things too, like at least on the content side of things and making content, like why and how do we make content and what's for the purpose, right? And we live in this world where a phone does a lot of these things and certainly the phone can be done every which way to Sunday. But then when you get dialed into things that maybe are used for ads that can be looked certain ways, but filming things for a purpose. Like if you're running an ad on social media for a reason, like what is the purpose of this ad? Like that's great and beautiful, but what?
Yeah. What's the call to action?
What's the call to action? You know, and then sometimes the call to action can be as subtle as like what's in the ad and how that progresses you through. And you're like, I have to learn more. And that can be straight clickbait that takes you to the site. And then it has to be optimized and all those other things. So I think one of the things we really enjoy doing is we do work with so many different weird and different businesses that we have this really neat insight on things on like what is the pulse of things that are just not normal because of all that scope. Right. And then so we formulate that and we create that and bring that into like the videos when we make them. Like we do certain things in certain videos because you know they worked on other platforms and that's what's trending. Like just like it is on social media. Like with social media, you know, what should we be making for Facebook? What should we be making for Instagram? What should we be making for TikTok? Because guess what? Tomorrow's going to change, right? And so we have to change the way we're making and thinking about content and media so that we can give it to brands and brands can use it and place tons of ads and you can use it for optimization on websites and like, hey, my website needs this. Like we're working with like one of his other clients, like I need this on the homepage. Great, cool. So you're doing that. And then you get their feedback. Well, what is the goal from this video? Right. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what the goal from the video is, then you're just making something for not. Mm-hmm. I mean, and so yeah.
Yeah. So I want people to know that when they watch the show, I'm going to bring in my contacts or my Rolodex of the people that I think are going to be beneficial.
Yep.
Who David hangs out with, you spend time with people that are in your sphere. And so David has other brand owners that like he's friends with that have a different perspective. Yep. And none of us are stuck on our ego that, hey, our way is the way.
I'm more excited about bringing on guests so that I can ask them questions.
100%.
I really want to learn from, you know, from our guests and hopefully the listeners do as well. But, you know, I want to ask, you know, these questions from, you know, guys that are just getting started and you know, what it's like for them building a brand today. Because what it was like for me building a brand, you know, 15 years ago is not the same as it is, you know, for someone today. I mean,
and they're going to remember, you're going to go, I remember that.
Well,
you know, did with the Factory Seconds.
Oh yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Cause you get in this rhythm of day just going. You don't think about what you did, you know? And so having that here and us being able to all pull from a different sphere of influence, because we all three have a totally different sphere of influence, it should be really, I think, very
I'm excited to, you know, to pull in some guests. For, you know, I have friends that are, you know, own brands from large and small, and really, you know, hopefully
awesome,
we can
dude.
Hopefully they'll come on. We don't, yeah. We're all just hoping, yeah, that we'll get some great guests, but I know we will. And I think it'll be really exciting for, you know, for the listeners and for us.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be great.